We need to tell our neighbor, not God bless America. He's coming to judge America and the world. 4th of July, murder and killing in Jesus' name. Love you, sir. You should put that finger away. There's children around. You should put that finger away and act civilized. I love you, sir. I hope you repent. Jesus didn't die so you could practice idolatrous patriotism. Jesus came into the world to call to himself a peculiar people. Come out of the world. Repent and be transformed. Walk in holiness and obedience, not the church systems, not patriotism that's idolatry, not self-righteousness. Pride. America's full of pride. God hates pride. Proverbs 6:17. A proud look. Americans are prideful. They're going to be judged by a holy God one day. But if you'll repent, if you'll humble yourself before this mighty God, if you'll seek him in spirit and truth, if you'll turn from every false way, the Bible says, forsake ye your sin. Are you willing to forsake your sin, Americans? Or are you living in your sin and your unrighteousness? Are you living in patriotism, carnality? One man just walked by me and said, God bless Independence Day. Independence Day, built on war and killing of hundreds of thousands of people. For what purpose? A 3% tax. A 3% tax America went to war and decided to kill people for. Does this sound like Jesus Christ? America is corrupt and needs to repent. America needs to seek Jesus Christ, the only way to eternal life. You have no hope outside of the gospel. He's coming back. He will judge and separate the sheep from the goats. What will you be? Most all are going to be found to be goats. Few, he said, will find eternal life. Repent, Americans. 4th of July is a sinful, ungodly holiday built on war and killing. Love your neighbor. Turn from your sin. Seek Christ. Be washed, be cleansed, be made new by the blood of the Lamb. What a glorious thing we get to do. Lift up this Savior. Call people to the only hope of eternal life. America lost as any nation. Says it's Christian. Says God bless America. No, God's coming to judge this idolatrous nation. There is no hope for America, but there is hope for those who will repent and come out of this culture, the false churches and the false patriotism that will damn your soul. Thank you, Father, for letting us do this work and glorify you in the streets.